of what was to become the British Empire. Some Welsh people may well protest that Wales was the first English colony, but the English did not regard Wales as a colony. They regarded Wales rather, to put it perhaps cruelly, as a suburb of England, and then, of course, as a principality. But it was Ireland that began the process of defining what we mean by a colony. A British colony was not simply somewhere the British had invaded and stayed. It was a settlement that reflected first the English and later the British way of life and what were felt to be British values. The monarchy, the legal system, the currency, religion, costumes, architecture, and most of all, the language. A colony's working language was English. It was as if the home counties were transplanted wherever the British raised the Union flag. And that started in Ireland. The English in the Middle Ages, they weren't often referred to as British until the union of Scottish and English crowns in 1603. The English in the Middle Ages were almost always preoccupied with wars at home or on the near continent. In the year of Magna Carta, for instance, 1215, the Barons' Wars started. The Scots invaded England, and so did Louis the Dauphin of France. He claimed the throne. He didn't get it, but the fact that he'd landed meant that he had supporters in these islands. So even if they'd had the navigational